愿大家平安。
May peace be unto you all.
我们上个礼拜的读经哈，旧约是到生命记第二章。
Our last week's Bible reading is until Deuteronomy chapter 2.
那在生命记跟前面民数记里面，我们常常会看到一句话。
And between the Deuteronomy and the Numbers, you will often come across this.
我们看第一章，生命记第一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 1.
36节。
Verse 36.
第一章36节。
Chapter 1, verse 36.
唯有耶弗尼的儿子加勒必得看见，并且我要将所踏之地赐给他和他的子孙，因为他专心跟从我。
Except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, and to him and his children I am giving the land on which he walked, because he wholly followed the Lord.
人类历史上最大的移民，如果记录找得到的，就是出埃及记。
The greatest migration in the human history, probably the only record that you can find is in the book of Numbers.
当雅各带领全家入埃及的时候，大概是72个人。
When Jacob took his entire family household into the land of Egypt, they number about 72.
经过430年。
After 430 years.
以色列百姓的人数增加到应该几百万了。
The number of Israeli people number over millions of people.
因为从20岁以上到60岁的男人就有到20岁以上男人就有60万。
Because the number of male above the age of 20 were over 200,000.
60万。
Over 600,000.
那如果再加上妇女小孩子两三倍的数目。
So if you were to add the young ones, women and the older ones, they probably two or three times more.
但是这个60万人，
but of the 600,000,
旷野走到底的有几个人？
How many people actually made it through the wilderness?
只有两个人。
There were only two.
就是加勒跟约书亚。
Caleb and Joshua.
那我们就会想，那其他的人为什么走不完？
And it might occur to us, how come the other people could not finish the journey?
那为什么只有这两个人走得完？
How is it that only these two individuals were able to complete the journey?
他们拜同一个神。
They worship the same God.
走同一条路。
They walk the same way.
怎么有的人走得完，有的走不完？
Why is it that someone can complete and other people cannot?
那如果我们看《生命记》第一章刚刚所读的。
If we just read the verse that we in Deuteronomy chapter 1.
这个36节第一句话说唯有耶弗鲁的儿子。
Verse 36, the first portion says, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh.
这一句话就是讲到差别在哪里。
This statement mentions the difference.
因为如果我们读35节。
Because if we read verse 35.
这恶的世代连一个也不得见我岂是应许给他们列祖的美地。
Surely not one of these men of this evil generation shall see the good land of which I swore to give to your fathers.
但是唯有两个人可以进去。
Except Caleb and Joshua.
那什么把这一群人这两个人把它分开来呢？
So what differentiated these two individuals from the rest of the group?
在三十六节最后一句话。
The last statement in verse 36.
因为他专心跟从我。
Because he wholeheartedly followed the Lord.
这个是关键。
This is the key.
旷野要走到底啊，就是要专心跟从神。
In order to finish the journey in the wilderness, we must follow God wholeheartedly.
有时候我们常常说，神的话是脚前的灯，路上的光。
We often say that God's word is a lamp to our feet and light to our path.
那如果这样了解，我们就知道神的话很重要。
If we understand from this verse, we know God's word is very important to us.
开车如果灯不会亮，晚上你怎么开？
At nighttime, if you were to drive without any headlights, how are you able to drive?
在晚上走路如果没有灯，你要走到哪里去？
If you are walking in the darkness, where can you go?
神的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
God's word is a lamp to our feet and light to our path.
所以神的话在走前面的道路是很重要的。
God's word is so vital in guiding us. on our journey.
这个都是理论，请你告诉我们到底什么意思。
All of these are theories. What does it exactly mean? How does it translate to our practical life?
啊，这一段历史的记载就是神的话。
This historical record is God's word.
这一段历史的记载就是脚前的灯，路上的光。
This historical record points to the lamp to our feet and light to our path.
就是天国路的灯跟天国路的光。
The lamp and the light to of the heavenly kingdom.
那如果我们把这一句话用属灵上来看。
If we were to view this statement from a spiritual perspective.
那我们就知道说，哦，天国路就是因为这样。所以有的信徒走不完。
So we understand that because a heavenly journey requires this kind of dedication, that's why some people cannot finish.
哦，那天国路也因为这个样子，所以有的信徒走得完。
And heaven journey is structured in this way, that's why some people can finish it.
因为哥林多前书第十章说，他们过红海就是受洗归入摩西。
First Corinthians chapter 10 tells us that when they crossed the Red Sea, they were baptized into Moses.
所以摩西在旷野路这一段期间、啊、就是代表主耶稣。
While Moses led the people in the wilderness, this period of time he symbolized and represented Jesus Christ.
但是在颁布律法这一件事情，他就不能代表主耶稣。
But as for conveying the Ten Commandments, he does not represent Jesus Christ.
所以他的预表是有时间性的。
So his symbolism of Jesus Christ is limited in time frame.
因为凭律法人不能进神的国。
Because people cannot enter into heavenly kingdom just by obeying the laws.
但是律法是从摩西开始的。
But laws began with Moses.
所以为什么摩西不可以进迦南地？
So why is it that Moses couldn't cross into the land of Canaan?
因为他代表律法。
Because he represented the book of laws.
但是在前面一段他代表主耶稣。
But previous to that, he represented Jesus.
受洗归了摩西。
Baptized into Moses.
所以我们受洗就是归入主耶稣的名下。
When we baptize, we enter into the name of God, Jesus Christ.
那过红海就是受洗。
To cross the Red Sea equates to being baptized.
就是天国路的开始。
Which marks the beginning of heavenly journey.
所以如果有一个人能够告诉我们怎么能够让天国路走完。
If there's a person who can tell us the secret to finishing the heavenly journey,
到最后这个体验会跟旧约圣经一样。
Then his experience will parallel what we have just read in the Bible.
就是专心跟从神就可以走完。
That if he follows wholeheartedly the Lord completely, then he can finish it.
如果没有专心跟从神就走不完，就这么简单。
Without following God wholeheartedly, you cannot finish the journey. As simple as that.
我跟我爸爸不行吗？
If I follow my father, won't it do?
第一个
First,
爸爸有一天离开了。
One day, our father will pass away.
所以你只跟父母，父母离开就从教会不见了。
So if you follow the parents and the parents disappear, then you will also disappear.
那有的先生是跟太太。
Some spouses follow the other half.
不要想说常常在教会看到，他是跟太太。
I don't think that you see that person all the time, but actually he's following his spouse.
哦，他是讨太太喜欢的。
In order to please the favor of a spouse.
啊，太太不见他，教会也就不见了。
If his spouse disappears from church, he too will disappear from church.
那有的是跟教会的工人。
Some people follow certain church workers.
啊，我很尊敬这个，我很羡慕那个，所以我跟他。
Because I admire, I respect certain individual, so I follow him.
那那个人倒了，我们信仰也没有了。
But when that person's faith crumbles, your faith will also crumble.
或者那个人走错了路，我们跟着走错路。
Or if that person's faith goes astray, we too will follow.
所以最保险的
，the most secure way，
就是当我们信耶稣以后
，is after we have believed in Jesus.
或者我们带领一个人来信耶稣
，or we have brought an individual to Christ.
这个包括我们自己的家人。
This includes our family members.
要把他带到神的面前。
We must bring that individual before God.
然后要叫他把焦点对准神。
Then we have to have him focus on God only.
就是对准主耶稣。
To focus on Jesus Christ himself.
然后专心跟着他。
And then to follow him wholeheartedly.
那这样天国一定可以走得完。
And in this way, we can definitely finish the heavenly journey.
因为这不只是理论，这有历史上的证明。
Because this is not just a mere theory, but also has historical proof.
那我们就想，那为什么一定要跟主耶稣天国路才走得完？
So let's think, why is it that we must follow Jesus Christ wholeheartedly in order to finish the heavenly journey?
我很有决心。
I'm very determined.
我很有毅力。
And I can persevere.
这样不行吗？
Won't that do?
哦，决心很好，毅力也很好。
It's great if we have determination and perseverance.
但是有哪一个人的决心能够胜过彼得？
Which one's determination can overcome that of Peter's?
你想想看，我们在这里聚会这么多人，有哪一个人心里曾想过，主啊，我要为你死？
Imagine we have so many people keeping service here. Which one of us actually resolved to die for Christ?
我想不多。
I think it's very rare.
但是彼得他说我要为你死。
But Peter says that, Lord, I will die for you.
他讲的是真的。
He meant it.
但是他最后否定耶稣三次。
But in the end, he denied Jesus Christ three times.
所以有决心很好。
So it's great if we have determination.
但是到最后如果没有把焦点放在主耶稣的身上。
However, if in the end we don't put our focus on Jesus Christ himself,
来专心跟从他还是走不完。
To follow him wholeheartedly, then we cannot finish his journey.
好，那这一段圣经是为什么会这样讲？
Why does the Bible record so?
啊，为什么大部分人在神看起来他没有专心跟从神呢？
Why is it that God doesn't view most people as following him wholeheartedly?
因为如果我们看《生命记》的第一章从十九节开始。
If we read from Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 19 and on,
其实他们第二年就已经走到迦南地的旁边了。
We see that by a second year, they have already come to the border of land of Canaan.
神就要带他们进去了。
And God was ready to bring them into the land of Canaan.
所以神就叫他们说，每一个族要派一个领导者，合在一起去探迦南。
And the Lord commanded each one of the tribe to send a leader to spy out the land of Canaan.
迦南确实很好。
And Canaan is truly a wonderful land.
所以他们抬的那个果子啊，一串葡萄要两个人抬，这个今天没有看过的。
And so, a cluster of grapes require two individuals to carry on their back, and this is never seen before.
那这么好，为什么不敢进去？
So it's such a wonderful land. How come they dare not to enter?
两个原因。
Two reasons.
第一个，城太高大。
First, the cities were so immense.
我们怎么有办法攻？
How could they possibly attack it?
我们手无寸铁。
And they had no weapons of any sort.
第二个，
Second,
它里面的人啊，太凶恶。
The people inside were ferocious.
人高马大，比起我们像蚱蜢一样。
They were huge and very strong. Compared to them, they were like grasshoppers.
所以我们怎么有办法进去？
So how can they possibly enter?
那个迦南地今天代表什么？
What does the land of Canaan symbolize today?
今天就是代表神的国。
Today, it symbolizes God's kingdom.
神的国可以解释做两个层面。
God's kingdom can be interpreted on two levels.
第一个就是我们将来要去的天国。
First is the kingdom in which we will enter in the future.
第二个就是我们的心。
Second is our heart.
其实我们受洗啊，不久神就要让我们的心真的成为他的国。
Because soon after we are baptized, God is ready to make our heart into His kingdom.
就是他所占领、他作王、他所充满的地方。
A land where He possesses, where He reigns as the King.
这本来就是神的旨意。
Because this is God's good will.
那如果我们的心真的变成神的国
，If our heart indeed becomes the kingdom of God,
如果我们的家庭真的变成神的国
，If our family indeed become the kingdom of God,
三个特色。
And there will be three unique characteristics.
第一个，公义。
First, righteousness.
就是一切都是对的。
Means that everything is right.
也就是没有罪。
Means no sin.
那何等的好。
How wonderful that would be.
没有罪在控制我们。
Without sin to control us.
从罪得到自由。
We are set free from sin.
没有罪在家里控制我们。
Without sin to hold a bondage over us in the home.
这何等的好。
How wonderful that would be.
很多家庭的问题就是罪在里面。
A lot of family problems derive from the fact that there is sin.
那为什么会跑出罪来？你不是受洗的吗？
Why is there sin since we are baptized already?
因为神还没有做王。
Because God is not yet the king.
神还没有充满。
God not yet fulfill our family.
所以罪就做王。
So sin reigns as the king.
问题就一大堆。
That's why there are so many problems.
好，那公义接着来的就是平安。
The second one that follows righteousness is peace.
因为没有罪，所以神就可以充满。
Without sin, God can fill in all.
那神充满就没有害怕。
When God fills in everything, then we have no fear.
神充满就没有忧虑。
With God's fullness, there's no worry.
那个就是平安。
That is peace.
这是何等的好。
How wonderful that is.
第三个。
Third.
喜乐。
Joy.
神一充满，我们就很满足。
Once God fills in us, we will be so content.
就很喜乐。
Very joyful.
所以神让我们受洗之后不久，其实他就要让我们进到迦南。
So soon after we are baptized, God is ready to bring us into land of Canaan.
但是为什么我们有时候受洗很久，还是进不了？
But how is it that after we have been baptized a long time, we still can't enter it?
圣经说信耶稣很好，我都没有什么体验。
Bible says that it's wonderful to believe in Jesus Christ. How come I don't experience any of it?
迦南地牛奶与蜜之地，我都没有看到。
Land of Canaan is a land flowing with milk and honey. I don't see any of it.
我也没有体验。
I don't have any experience.
为什么
？Why？
就是因为这个迦南地啊，有很多外族人啊，相当强凶悍。
The reason is because the land of Canaan has many foreigners who are very ferocious and strong.
我们的心里面有情欲，有罪的欲望。
Our heart is filled with many passions and sinful desires.
那这个罪的欲望，好像那个耶利哥城，城高马大。
The sinful lust can be compared to the Goliath and the people in the Jericho who are huge.
所以有的人信耶稣久了之后啊，每次行善行到最后行不出来。
There are some people who after believing Christ for a long time, they can no longer perform any charitable goods.
那立志不作恶的一直去做。
They resolve not to do any evil and yet they commit evil.
到最后放弃了。
And finally they give up.
我做不到。
I can't do it.
圣经的标准我做不到。
Bible standard is too high for me. I can't do it.
那这个到底问题出在哪里？
Where does the problem lie?
他也有决心啊，为什么圣经的标准他做不到？
He has determination. Why couldn't he achieve Bible standard?
我们做不到，就是因为我们没有专心跟从神。
We can't achieve the Bible standard because we have not followed God wholeheartedly.
就是没有把神摆在前面，让他来带领，让我们跟在后面。
Which means we haven't placed God as our foremost and allow God to guide us.
如果真的把神摆在前面，就可以得胜。
If we truly place God before us, then we can be triumphant.
我们的心就可以变迦南地。
Our heart can become the land of Canaan.
这条路走完，我们就可以上到天国。
After we cross this journey, we can go to heaven.
好，那把神摆在前面，我们来跟从他，到底有什么实际的例子？
What are the practical examples of placing God as foremost in our life?
为什么这样，这个迦南地就可以进去？
Why is it that if we do this, we can go to enter the land of Canaan?
好，我们看《生命记》第一章里面有三点。
There are three points in Deuteronomy chapter 1.
我们看二十八节。
Let's read verse 28
到三十节。
To 30.
我们上去我们弟兄使我们心笑话说那地的民比我们又高又大又高诚意又广又坚固高的顶天并且我们在那里看见亚纳族的人二十九节我就对他们说不要惊恐也不要害怕三十节在你面前行的神必为你们征战正如他在埃及和旷野为你们眼前所行的一样，这个地方摩西告诉以色列百姓
，Moses told the people，
说不要怕，你们进到迦南地
，Don't be afraid，
人很凶悍，城很高大
，Don't be afraid， though the land of Canaan is filled with mighty fortified cities and great people，
为什么不要怕
？Why is it we don't need to be afraid？
你要回想过去的经验。
Because we just need to reflect on our past experiences.
过去的经历是什么？
What were those past experiences?
他们要出埃及的时候，神为他们征战。
When they were exiting from Egypt, God fought for them.
出埃及的时候，魔鬼法老控制。
And when they were leaving Egypt, Pharaoh was like the devil controlling them.
谁能够释放他们？
Who can set them free?
神用他的权柄行了四个灾殃。
God using his mighty power performed 10 plagues.
结果法老就让他出去了。
And Pharaoh gave up and allowed them to go.
哦，现在过红海。
Now they cross the Red Sea.
红海也过不了。
They couldn't cross it.
哦，那怎么办？
And what to do?
摩西说：“不要怕，神要为你们征战。”
Moses says, "Don't be afraid. God will fight for you."
结果神的能力让红海分开了。
And God's mighty power split the Red Sea.
所以，我们信仰生活这个信心呢，不能都只放在神迹奇事上面。
Our faith and our life should not be placed strictly upon the miracles.
这样的范围啊，太小。
Because that's a very small circle.
哦，有一天，好像我们身体健康，我就不需要神迹啊。
One day, maybe we will think, we are so healthy, we don't need the miracles anymore.
其实每一天都需要信心。
But in fact, we need to live each day with faith.
用信心来跟从神。
We need to use our faith to follow God.
我们能够信耶稣。
The fact that we can believe in Jesus Christ.
这是神的作为。
It's due to God's doing.
如果没有神的作为。
Without God's doing.
没有一个人有办法信主。
Not one person can believe in God.
因为我们在魔鬼的控制之下。
Because we live under the control of Satan.
你想想看我们过去头脑里面的想法。
Imagine, just think back to our thinking prior.
很多人跟圣经完全不一样。
A lot of people's thoughts are completely detached from the Bible.
要改变圣经的，改变头脑的想法这么简单啊。
Is it so easy to change our thinking and turn it around?
那是神的能力在我们头脑里面做工。
It's due to God's power working within our mind.
所以我们对信仰想得通。
So we are able to accept the faith.
我们才能够改变。
And we can change.
这是神的作为。
This is due to God's doing.
哦，所以出埃及本身呢，就是神大能力的作为。
So leaving Egypt itself is already God's mighty power.
哦，那有的人哦，在实际上要信主的过程有很多征战。
Some people, when they come to Jesus Christ, require many battles and struggles.
到最后得胜了，我们才受洗。
And when they finally triumphant, they come to be baptized.
啊，那如果我们回想过去
，If we think about our past,
我从一个无神论的变成很认真的拜神了。
I was once someone who don't believe in God, and now suddenly I turn to someone who believe in God.
我从一个拜偶像的变成拜真神了。
I turn from an idol worshipper to a God worshipper.
这是神为我们征战。
This is due to the fact that God fought for us.
那这样再往前看。
Now let's look forward.
有什么困难不能解决？
What other problems is too difficult to solve?
没有一个困难不能解决。
There's not one problem that cannot be solved.
因为神为我们征战。
Because God is fighting for us.
这个是关键。
This is the key difference.
有哪一个问题神不能解决？
What problem cannot be solved by God?
那如果神走在前面？
If God is walking before us,
我们跟在后面，有哪一个困难不能解决？
And we follow behind God, then what problem cannot be solved?
而事实上，后来他们进到迦南以后，
And in fact, after the Israelites enter into the land of Canaan,
耶利哥垮台是这么简单的。
The city of Jericho crumbled to pieces so easily.
耶利哥抬着绕七天，第七圈绕七圈，大叫一声就垮了。
They carry the Ark of Covenant and go walk around the city for 7 days.And on the seventh day, they walk 7 times, and they just scream and shout loudly, and all of a sudden, they crumble.
所以那心里面的罪性真的这么难吗？
So the sinful nature in us, is it so difficult to conquer?
你就每天祷告，就抬约柜嘛，每天祷告。
We need to pray each day. It's like carrying the ark each day.
这样完全祷告，有一天你发现罪跑掉了。
And then when we pray completely, one day we will discover the sin has disappeared.
耶利哥倒了。
And Jericho crumbled.
这个就是神为我们征战。
This is God fighting for us.
那如果我们不祷告
，But if we don't pray,
用决心下决心
，We just set a determination.
没有办法。
It's not achievable.
他不倒就是不倒。
The city will stand very strong.
不是人的决心就可以打倒。
Our human sheer will cannot defeat it.
所以要靠神，要跟从神。
That's why we have to rely and follow God.
那他们在打这个七族也是一样。
The same is true when they were fighting against the 7 tribes.
完全都是神的能力代替他们打仗。
It was completely out of God's power fighting for them.
所以第一个我们要靠神。
So the first is we must trust in God.
神要为我们征战。
For God will fight for us.
那这样啊，困难才能解决。
Only then will our problems be resolved.
我们路才能够继续往前走。
We are able to carry forward in this path.
这是我们跟从神第一个看到的好处。
This is the very first benefit in following God.
他为我们征战。
For God fights for us.
那第二个好处
，second benefit，
我们看三十一节
，let's read verse 31。
你们在旷野所行的路上，也曾见主你的神抚养你，如同人抚养儿子一般，只等到你们来到这个地方。
And in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a man carries his son in all the way that you went until you came to this place.
这个专心跟从的神的第二个好处就是可以看到神在抚养我们。
Second benefit in following God wholeheartedly is seeing God carrying us all the way.
好像父亲在养孩子。
Just like a man carrying his son and raising him.
旷野有什么？
What is there in the wilderness?
他不种也不收。
You don't sow, you don't harvest.
旷野什么都没有。
There's absolutely nothing in the wilderness.
那这个什么都没有，我怎么活？
In a place filled with nothing, how can we possibly survive?
这个关键在哪里？
What's the key?
关键就是天父养活他们。
The key is that the Heavenly Father raised them and kept them alive.
天天给他玛拿吃。
Each day he fed them with manna.
每一天都是新的。
Every day is new.
神给我们的恩典每一天都是新的。
The grace that God bestows upon us is new each day.
磐石流水给他们喝。
And he split the stones to give them water to drink.
这样活四十年。
And for this they lived for 40 years.
鞋子穿四十年不会破。
Their shoes never wore out after 40 years.
这是神迹啊。
This is really a great miracle.
因为神抚养他们。
Because God raised them.
好，那今天我们在信仰生活上。
Today, as we go about our faith,
最重要的是什么？
What is the most important?
最重要是我们的脚走在神的道路上。
The most important is that we keep our feet on the path of God.
最重要是神有跟我同在。
The most important is that God abides with us.
其他生活都不需要忧虑。
And we don't have to worry about anything else if we do have God.
我们现在的信仰生活常常倒过来。
Today, we often reverse our life of faith.
忧虑生活太多。
We worry too much about our daily life.
但是忧虑神有没有跟我们同在？没有。
But do we ever worry that God is abiding with us? No.
其实这个最关键。
And but this is in fact the key to our life.
我们来看第二章，《生命记》第二章。
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
因为主你的神在你手里所办一切事上已经赐福于你，你走这个大旷野，他都知道。这四十年，主你的神常与你同在，故此你一无所缺。
For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows you're trudging through this great wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing.
这里说，这四十年走这个大旷野。
Says here that you trudge through this great wilderness for 40 years.
你一无所缺。
But you have lacked nothing.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为神与你同在。
Because God abided with them.
所以你就一无所缺。
So we lack nothing.
好，这真的是神很大的恩典。
This is truly a great blessing from God.
这是一种体验。
This is a type of experience.
神抚养他们。
When God raised them.
所以今天呢，我们在信仰生活这个道路上。
Today, as we go about our journey of faith.
如果我们真的在追求神的国跟神的义，
If we are truly desiring to seek after God's kingdom and His righteousness,
我们一定会有很清楚的体验神照顾我们生活的需要。
Then we will distinctly see God's providence and taking care of our daily lives.
这不只是圣经的应许，这是旧约时代选民的体验。
This is not just a promise in the Bible, but it's also an experience of the people in the Old Testament.
神没有改变的。
God never changes.
改变的是什么？
Who changes?
改变的是我们。
We are the one who change.
如果我们专心跟从神，
If we follow God wholeheartedly,
走在神的道路上，
and walk in the path of God,
神与我们同在，
God abides with us,
生活不需要忧虑，
and we don't need to worry about our life.
一定有充满神的恩典，
for it will be filled with God's grace.
这是专心跟从神第二个好处，
This is the second benefit in following God wholeheartedly.
神会抚养我们。
For God will raise us.
好，那第三个好处。
The third benefit.
好，我们回来看《生命记》的第一章。
Let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 1.
好，《生命记》第一章三十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 33.
他在路上，在你前面行，为你找安营的地方， 夜间在火柱，日间在云柱，只是你所当行的道路。
God went in the way before you to search out a place for you to pitch your tents to show you the way you should go in the fire by night and in the cloud by day.
那既然是专心跟从神，那神怎么带领以色列百姓？
And since they, if you follow God wholeheartedly, how did God guide the Israelites?
这里提到两件事情。
Here it mentions two things specifically.
白天用云柱来带领。
In the daytime, God led with a pillar of cloud.
晚上用火柱来带领。
And during nighttime with a pillar of fire.
哦，那什么叫做白天用云柱来带领？
What does it mean to lead with a pillar of cloud during daytime?
那个时候没有罗盘，没有指南针啊。
Back then there was no compass or GPS.
白天一看，四面都是路啊。
And in the daytime you look everywhere, it seems like the same.
你要走往哪里去？
Where exactly would you go?
不知道。
You don't know.
哦，那。云柱就出来
了。Then the pillar of cloud appears.
啊，你就跟着云柱就对了。
And all you have to do is just follow the pillar of cloud.
云柱、火柱就是圣灵。
The pillar of cloud and fire is Holy Spirit Himself.
所以有时候你发现了、机会很多，你到处都可以去。
There are times we feel like there's opportunities everywhere. You can go to any direction.
哦，那个时候怎么办？
So what do you do?
要求圣灵带领啊。
We have to pray for the guidance of Holy Spirit.
要。圣灵引导我们。
We need the Holy Spirit's guidance.
圣灵引导我们，我们走在神的道路就没有烦恼。
When Holy Spirit guides us, then we don't have any kind of worry as we follow God.
那如果没有祷告，神带领我们
，without praying and God's guidance,
我们到处走，走到最后就迷失了。
And we can go any direction, but we will get lost eventually.
那晚上呢
？What about nighttime?
晚上没路可走。
Nighttime, you have nowhere to turn to.
一片黑暗，你往哪里去？
It's pitch black. Where would you go?
所以有时候我们人生也会遇到晚上。
We will also encounter a period of darkness in our life.
每条路都切断。
Seems like every way is cut off from us.
我没路可走，怎么办
？We have no way out. What to do?
神会带领我们一条路出来。
God will open a path for us.
红海也可以分开。
Even the Red Sea can be split open.
因为神在前面带领。
Because God is guiding us before us.
所以这个神带领太奇妙。
So it's very wonderful and miraculous when God guides us.
最稳妥的生活方式
The most secure way to live is
是云柱火柱来带领
is to allow the pillar of fire and cloud to lead us.
好，那这个云柱火柱带领啊，这里提到两点
Here mentions two things.
哦，第一点
First,
我们回来看33节。
Verse 33
说在你面前行为你找安营的地方
God went in the way before you to search out a place for you to pitch your tents
你走得很辛苦要安营休息一下
Because our journey is very difficult and tiring so we need to rest
主耶稣说劳苦担重担可以到我这里来
Lord Jesus says those who are weary and burdened can come to me
我要让你得安息
Well, I will give you rest
所以真的你跟着神走神会让你找到安息的地方
This is truly the case. If we follow God closely, then He will lead us to a place of rest.
有时候人生找不到安息，是因为离开了神。
There are times when we don't find a place of rest, is because we have departed from God.
在神里面一定有一个安息的地方。
If we follow God, then we will definitely find a place of rest.
这是主耶稣给我们的应许。
For this is the promise of Jesus Christ.
那这云柱火柱的带领，第二个好处。
The second benefit of the guidance by the pillar of cloud and fire.
33节下面一句。
Verse 33, second half.
说只是你所当行的路。
To show you the way you should go.
神指示我们应该走到哪里。
God will indicate to us the way to go.
所以很多事情看起来很简单。
A lot of things seems easy.
大学生，我要选什么科技，我喜欢就好了。
When I'm a college student, well, I can pick whatever career major I like.
我要到哪里读书？
Where should I go to study?
只要那个学校出名，将来呀有很有前途就可以了，随便都可以。
As long as that college is famous, in the future when I graduate, I can definitely find a job.
我要找什么工作
？What kind of job would I look?
配很高，升迁机会很大，那个就好了，随便都可以。
As long as it's high pay and high promotion, then I will take it.
我要跟谁结婚
？Who should I marry?
反正你们两个相爱就可以了，谁都可以。
As long as both of you love each other, then it doesn't matter who.
看起来很简单。
So on the surface, it's very simple.
每一个决定都有很长的后果。
But every decision that we make has a very long consequence.
有时候那个后果是一生没有办法改变。
Sometimes that consequence is something that we cannot alter throughout our lifetime.
所以最好的方式。
So the best way.
每一个决定都要求神带领。
So we seek God's guidance in every decision we make.
神啊，你到底要我怎么办
？God, what exactly do you want me to do?
你带领我，你让我知道。
Please guide me and let me know.
那这样把前途交托给神。
And we place our future and destiny into God's hands.
那么看清楚神要我们去的路。
Then to see clearly the way that God indicates for us.
神就替我们负责到底。
And God will take responsibility all the way through.
因为这是他带我们的道路。
Because this is the path that He has directed for us.
那我们就可以进到迦南。
And we can go into the land of Canaan.
所以专心跟从神。
To follow God wholeheartedly.
我们在生活可以体验三个好处。
We can experience in life three distinct benefits.
第一个
First,
神为我们征战。
God will fight for us.
解决前面的困难。
To take care of the problem facing us.
第二个
Second,
神要抚养我们。
God will raise us.
提供我们生活的需要。
To provide for our daily necessities.
第三个
Third,
神要带领我们。
God will guide us.
进到可以休息的地方。
To the land of rest.
到最后带领我们进到迦南。
And lastly, bring us into land of Canaan.
但是这个专心跟从神，就是我们在信仰生活每一天呢、啊，在学习的功课。
But to follow God wholeheartedly is a homework that we have to exercise every day of our life.
学会了，我们就进迦南了。
If we can learn this lesson, then we can go into land of Canaan.
所以那个世代全部都死了，就进迦南了。
And those days, that entire generation all died away.
就是不信了，不跟从神，都死了。
Because they don't believe in God and then follow God, so they all perish.
那新的一代跟从神就进去了。
The new generation came out and they follow God, so they enter into Canaan.
每一天学习什么？专心跟从神。
Each day we must learn the lesson to follow God wholeheartedly.
唱诗。
Sing hymn.
109首。
One o